Raymond Parker, we were at Undera. Yeah, it was 2006-7 season, and the day we walked on the farm, it had Gomurray irrigation system had 7% water allocation, and I had six rolls of hay in the shed and enough feed for the cows for 1 week before we had to start trucking it in somehow. So yeah, it's been a real challenge from that first day, but it was a big learning curve, and fortunately, we had people that were prepared to back us and believe in us and give us a chance. And it's probably a big part of the reason why we're here today. And yeah, we've learned a lot through those dry years and trying to apply them to better years so we can, yeah, make some big steps.
I think it's actually made us appreciate climate variability. So we actually understand from those experiences, because we've had drought and floods here and a locust plague, and I think there was a mouse plague thrown in there as well, that you actually plan and you have a plan, but your plan has to be flexible and adaptable. You also need to seek information. So we've actually probably been reasonably new to farming when we landed, sought advice from trusted farmers that were in our networks and circles, and also spoke to people that had done it before, because droughts have come and gone. And probably another emphasis we put on was your mental health. So actually making sure that we got off farm and went to things and spoke to other people. And you have to look after yourself if you have to look after a farm as well. I'm Sarah Parker. We're currently on our dairy farm called Glencliff Dairy. And it's a nice, sunny, almost spring day. I think the outlook is probably steady as she goes, which is a saying that we often use, which is do your budgets, concentrate on your basics, which is feeding your cows correctly. Probably review things on a constant basis. And as our milk company and every other milk company is talking about, possibly a flat price with no step ups. So you probably need to adjust your budget accordingly and plan ahead, and also probably looking at things like the water market, plan your water budgets, and just steady as she goes. So no major farm works, just concentrate on our basics and get them right, which is what we learnt through the drought.
How much attention do you pay to the overall commentary on what milk prices are doing and where supply is? How much of a focus can you put into that?
We put a fair bit of focus into that. Like, we actually do look at what each company supplies prices and what that would be for our farm business, but we also take it with caution, as in look at your individual situation, talk to your farm advisors and your agronomists, and look at what you're going to do. So you listen, you take note of it, but then you actually step back a bit and analyze things. One thing we've both probably learnt is there's opportunities to influence and engage with people. We've had people that are experienced farmers have come along and said, how are you going? Have a walk through your farm with you and provide you with some feedback and advice. And that's been really important. I actually think it's probably one of the basics that we've learnt from, is the engagement, the networks, the experienced people coming along and offering you some advice, but also listening to what you're doing.
It's just, yeah, it's feeling that 10 years of blood, sweat and tears, some recognition for what we've achieved in the period that we've been down here milking.